Right, our next item, Truitt Properties was withdrawn. The next item is Angola Beach, 5 lots and a 50-foot easement on Route 24.
I provided you a sketch drawing of this. It's a request to subdivide a 6.38-acre parcel into 5 lots with access from a 50-foot easement. The entire parcel's in commercial. Parcels would contain 1.21 acres, 1.22, 1.23 acres, and the residual lands 1.49 acres. Access from the proposed lots would be from a 50-foot cross-access easement that's located to the rear of the site. The easement's located off an improved 60-foot easement required by DelDOT. DelDOT has issued a letter of no objection for the lots and access easement. Each of the parcels has their minimum required 150 feet of road frontage. This subdivision meets the minor subdivision requirement of 4 lots plus residual lands for an over-the-counter approval, but since the easement's involved, the commission should act on the request. If the request is approved as submitted, you should stipulate any further subdivision would require public hearing.
So just for my clarification, Mr. Abbott, there, the access to 24 is through that one 60-foot easement?
That 60-foot easement, then there's a 50-foot easement off of that that goes in a westerly direction.
So to enter those properties, they'll be entering from the proposed 50-foot easement to the rear?
Yes.
And not off of 24?
Correct.
So we're not going to have five properties that are accessing 24 individually?
Or just be that one, the 60-foot easement to the eastern side of the site. They would go into that, hit in the northerly direction, and turn on to the 50-foot in the westerly.
And the whole parcel is zoned commercial?
Whole site's commercial, yes. It was a manufactured home sales lot at one time.
Hudson's.
Then they had a preliminary site plan approval for a multifamily project on the site. It's right across from the Artesian Bank site, down from the Delaware Eye.
Right next to the Maplewood Dentist office.
Okay.
The 60-foot was originally required by Delta when they were talking about the grid system years ago. So when Hudson Homes came in and got rezoned, they had to create and dedicate that 60-foot to public use. So that part's there. And then the 50-foot's a 90-degree off the rear.
Charles, is that a private drive, or who's going to maintain the, I guess everybody's going to be riding up and down that easement to get in and out. Who's going to maintain?
The property owners are going to have to maintain.
Do they have a maintenance agreement of some kind?
We haven't seen that yet. It should be a requirement.
That's an excellent point, because we encountered that the other night with that private road with those different houses entering on it, and who's going to be responsible.
Keep the piece in advance. You never know who changes if somebody doesn't. So I think we need a maintenance agreement anyway.
And that would be on both the 60 feet and the 50 feet.
Mm-hmm. And you could make that be recorded in the recorder deeds and also shown, referenced on the final site plan.
As to the maintenance of that, mm-hmm. of those.
You get all that?
Yeah, I got all that. My brain is catching up. I should let you make the motion, Mr. Ross. That was an excellent point. Mr. Chairman, concerning, get the right one. Angola Beach, 5 lots and 50-foot easement on Route 24. My motion is for, because this is for preliminary. My motion is for approval as a preliminary, with the stipulation that the final site plan would include the provisions for the maintenance of the 50-foot and 60-foot easements, allowing access to those different parcels. With the additional stipulation that any further subdivision of the property would require an application for a major subdivision.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve Angola Beach, 5 lots and a 50-foot easement on Route 24 with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.